Missouri Net News is presented by the Children's Trust Fund. Safe to Sleep is as simple as ABC. Babies should sleep alone on their backs in a crib.
I'm Jason Taylor. Royals right-handed pitcher Yordano Ventura killed in a car accident in the Dominican Republic yesterday. He was 25. KNBC reports a memorial developed at the team's home field, Kauffman Stadium, yesterday where flags were flown at half-mast. About 30,000 people gathered in downtown St. Louis and at the Arch over the weekend for the Women's March on St. Louis. Democratic State Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal was among those participating. She said the peaceful resistance to the Donald Trump presidency was positive action that many have been waiting for.
We are in a place where we're trying to figure things out. And people are just scared, frankly. I'm scared. I don't know what's going to happen, but we have to speak up, you know, and fight back.
A participant in the march in Colombia, Leona Greer, is Muslim and was impressed with the tone of the turnout.
I fit in so many categories, I would say, from healthcare as a woman, as a Muslim, you know, just equality. You know, my family is Palestinian, you know, not myself, but my husband and children are Palestinian. So many rights, just human rights, I guess, with being respectful of humans' dignities and human rights.
2,000 to 3,000 people participated in the march in Columbia, about 10,000 in Kansas City. A plan to help fund a proposed professional soccer stadium is scheduled to get a St. Louis committee's attention today. Elise Nelson reports.
An alderman committee is expected to consider today whether city taxpayers should help fund a professional soccer stadium in St. Louis. Under the proposal, St. Louis City taxpayers would be asked to fund $60 million of the $200 million project. Elisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
And St. Louis police were investigating a shooting yesterday afternoon that left a man with critical injuries. Investigators say a man was shot just after 2 p.m., transported to a local hospital in critical condition. St. Louis detectives investigating after a man was found suffering from fatal head trauma in an alley yesterday. Investigators believe the man was in his 60s. Right-to-work legislation could hit the floor of the Missouri Senate as early as today. The House passed its version of the bill in near record time, using only 2.5 weeks of the current session to do so. But after the House shut down debate on the proposal after a couple of hours, Senate Majority Floor Leader Mike Kehoe has signaled he'll let opponents make their case.
The Democrats in particular, and maybe quite frankly, a few of our members would like to have a discussion on right to work, and I'm certainly, as my intention, to allow them plenty of time to present their side and talk about the issue.
After Democratic Governor Jay Nixon vetoed previous right to work bills numerous times, Republican Eric Greitens says he'll quickly sign it into law. The Missouri Department of Transportation will hold a public meeting in Greene County tomorrow. It's soliciting comments on plans to modify high crash intersections along Missouri Route 13 between Clinton and Springfield. Jason Taylor, Missouri Net.